On Capitol Hill today, two senior defense officials, one military and one civilian, told lawmakers that they're confident things are moving ahead in Iraq. But both said more troops and lots more money are needed to sustain the occupation and to rebuild the country. The new spending requests will come just as lawmakers are struggling with appropriations for the rest of the federal government for next year. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As head of the U.S. Central Command, General John Abizaid is said by administration officials to be the one who determines how many troops are needed to stabilize Iraq. After briefing House members on Iraq this afternoon, Abizaid praised efforts by the administration to bring in more troops from other countries by means of a new United Nations resolution.
We certainly would welcome the inclusion of Muslim forces that would come on to the stabilization force. And any of those forces that would come would bring with them significant capacity and would do much to add to the security situation. But more important is building Iraqi security capacity over time, which is really our number one priority.
The Bush administration's decision to go back to the UN to increase international participation in Iraq has been portrayed by many as a victory for the State Department over the civilians who run the Pentagon. But Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, who was also at the briefing, insisted that going to the UN for more help in Iraq is hardly a new idea.
That didn't sort of emerge out of nowhere a few days ago. It's been on our agenda ever since the fall of Baghdad, understanding that we wanted to bring in more international troops, and part of that plan has been to try to get UN support. I think we had a breakthrough, a sad one, but the bombing of the UN headquarters, I think, changed the atmosphere in New York, and it looks like we can move forward in that area. So things change. You exploit opportunities. You deal with surprises. I think overall this has been a remarkable, flexible plan.
But some lawmakers say the administration should have sought a UN resolution for post-war Iraq long ago.
If the president had made this request the day after Saddam was toppled, the world would have been at his feet.
Joseph Biden is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Biden says he expects the White House will ask Congress for at least another $60 billion for Iraq in the coming weeks.
I think the number's going to be, before the year is out, closer to $100 billion, practically. I mean, you're talking about them needing somewhere between, depending who you talk to in the administration, between 30 and 60 for reconstruction-related needs. And then you still got $4 billion a month to house forces there. So if they're honest about it, it's going to be well over $60 billion.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain also thinks the so-called supplemental spending request for Iraq will have to be even bigger than what's now planned.
Reconstruction, in the words of Ambassador Bremer, will cost tens of billions of dollars. You got to make sure that we heed that advice.
But others say spending billions on building schools and fire stations in Iraq may be a tough sell on Capitol Hill this fall. Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold, who opposed invading Iraq, says he'll have some tough questions about devoting more scarce resources to Iraq.
Are the best efforts being made to ask other countries to help pay for this before we pay for it? And secondly, what is the money going to be used for? Is there really a good plan in place? If we're just going to be continuing the poor planning for the post-war period in Iraq, this could be wasted money. So I'm going to ask those questions before I can guarantee any support for that.
With domestic spending bills now moving through Congress essentially frozen at last year's levels, both Democrats and Republicans predict any request for more money for Iraq will require a hard sell by President Bush. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.